Ready? Terrence is gonna be here or not?
No.
No.
Okay, we're gonna begin here.
Murphy? Anderson?
Here.
Pluppo?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Does there happen to be any public comments?
Yes.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
I'm Greg Crowe with MSA Professional Services. We met with planning and zoning earlier tonight to go over updates on the planning and zoning ordinance. We've gotten through the land use table, so we've gotten that taken care of, and for the most part, the land use section. We're now going into the individual districts and moving the development standards out of its own section into each one of those individual districts. So your residential districts, commercial districts, will all under them, it'll be much more streamlined to where you'll see setbacks, floor ratio, all those different development standards under each district. So it'll be a little more user friendly to know and to be able to enforce the zoning ordinance. We're gonna be meeting again on July 16th. The biggest issue for that is we want to talk about provisional uses. Currently in your ordinance, there's a lot of different provisional uses under each district, from things like taverns and bars can't allow outdoor uses to, there's some things like daycare centers can't have any outdoor use after 6 p.m., stuff like that. So we want to go through those and clean it up, figure out what is actually needed, what isn't, what could possibly just be handled through a conditional use permit on certain cases, and ones that you really want to make sure that are in ordinance. So we'll be cleaning that up quite a bit and go over those at the next meeting. Any questions? Thanks.
Thank you. Is that Nate? Are you Nate?
Yeah.
We can go ahead and get to your, in the new business there of appointing you to the Planning and Zoning Board. I don't know, is there anything formal we have to do for that, Mark?
Well, I think we've had an appointment of Nate. So now we'd entertain a motion to approve the appointment. The board has questions, they ask questions, if they don't, make a motion or not.
Any questions for Nate? I'll make a motion to approve Nate Tate to the Planning and Zoning Board.
Second.
Ayes and nays.
All yays?
Yes.
Any nays? Congratulations, Nate.
Thank you.
Look forward to having you on there. Okay. Engineers are not here today. I think MFT, we pretty much put that on hold, didn't we, from last meeting, as far as the roads.
So.
Yes.
Tim did talk with IDOT. He called and asked what his contacts at IDOT if, with the gas tax going up, if we were going to get additional MFT money. He wasn't sure yet, but he had kind of, that's the hope and the thought, I think, behind the tax going up, that hopefully we get a little bit more cash for our MFT projects in the past.
Okay. And I went, I was a few weeks ago now with Matt, kind of looked over the roads, and I mean, there's some repairs we've got to do, but I don't see any that we cannot absolutely wait and push off till next year. I know Vicky's road there was pretty bad, but Matt's gone through and patched it pretty good. And I think if we patch and then do oil and chip over that, that's going to last pretty good through the winter. Then we can get a bigger bang for our buck and start working on those a little better. Hopefully get tons of money and we can just keep going.
Right.
All right. Well, you have any? We'll go Public Works now, Matt. If you have anything, does anybody have any questions about the MFT for Matt?
And with that, I think Donahue, they'll come in. They'll kind of relook at the streets next spring after the winter and kind of reevaluate what streets. And it'll probably be kind of the same roads that we picked out this year. So. Unless something really, really bad falls apart on some other street. So, I had. Do we want to move forward at the water main or water meter purchase? Right now, where we're sitting, and we're pushed about two months back, just getting the FCC license. So this is pushing us into, November, December, right now. So, the sooner the better on this. So,
I don't know what everybody else's feelings are, but I think since we did raise the water rates specifically for this,
we did, and we talked when I was last meeting in May, was that we were going to do this, so I think we just need to approve it.
And that's something we can do. Do we have the exact number of what?
That was in.
It was presented before.
The last board packet or the board packet prior to that. I'm not sure which one. I do not have that information with me.
My memory isn't that good, so.
Because there was a revised number I had after Larry and I had went through and checked all the larger meters out. So we get a good price that way. So.
And then we're pretty good on the satellite agreement, correct, with the tower?
Yes. I got that back from Premier with Mark's changes. They didn't have any concerns with that whatsoever. He went ahead and made those two corrections to that, and it's ready to go.
Okay.
So.
I can go ahead and make a motion to approve the Premier Cooperative site agreement.
I'll second that.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Would you like to sign this copy?
Yes, Mark.
Yes, I will make a tiny clarification for you. This has to do with the stuff that you're voting tonight. It's going to be my recommendation we'll vote on everything we're doing tonight just like normal. You'll probably see them on the agenda one more time later where we're going to reaffirm the vote. We had a tiny hiccup where the agenda had gone out with the prior meeting date on it, and it was since corrected. Brandon and I looked at it and figured out that this is a regular meeting night. The date was obviously a wrong date since it was a date that had already gone by, so it's not like we put the public on notice of a different future date. So I think it's still okay that we've got a corrected agenda out now. So it's okay to go ahead and vote on the stuff, but to reseal the deal, we'll reaffirm those votes at the next regular meeting, and that just make it totally airtight. So
okay.
That my recommendation is go on like normal, and then that's why you'll see it again later.
Okay. And then for signature for that, does Rob need to do that, or is that?
Nope, you can do it.
Okay. Discussion on purchasing the water meters, or
I was missing at a meeting
And I thought I read that there was some discussion on pursuing an option of just very introductory of selling the water system. Like, do we need to explore that fully? Because this is a huge chunk of change.
We had talked to Mark about that. He said that's about a 2-year process. So we're talking 50% of our meters are going to be gone.
Yeah, I would say that any community that's in your position would just continue to buy the meters and do business as usual, because you pretty much have to. And if you go through the process, you might decide you want to sell. But even if you do, it takes beyond the point where you've decided to do it, it's going to take you another 9 months to a year to close. So you're looking at a year and a half on the early side for the process. In the meantime, you still have business to run. And it could very well be that you don't choose to sell. And if you start to do cost-benefit analysis on money you're losing as a result of not metering it properly, most communities tend to go ahead and do this in phases. If you absolutely knew you were going to sell, then maybe you wouldn't, but you just don't know that. So
yeah,
that's probably the best practice, even though it's quite a bit of money.
Please don't sell.
Are we thinking of doing the 5-year or the 7-year?
Looked like the 7-year was about, with the interest rate, not much different. I would kind of think the 7-year would be about the best rate. It gets that payment down some, and
yeah,
the rate's about the same, so.
Can you find that exact number anywhere?
We can kind of even do this over two years, too, because if we get into winter, I don't want to have 400 meters sitting in the shop. I'd rather, you know, maybe get half the meters this year. If we get in as many as we can before winter hits.
But is that going to affect the financing? Because the financing quote was for all of it.
I don't know.
Since we have to reaffirm these votes, maybe we don't vote on it tonight and we get this answer to the financing, because that is important, and I see your point of not having them sit around in a shop. Maybe we get that answer so that, since we have to reaffirm anyway, maybe we just postpone this and we just actually vote for it in 2 weeks and have the answer, if that works for everybody else.
If you buy 200 and then you end up not wanting to buy the next 200, are you still obligated to buy the 200?
Not that I know of.
Well, one would clarify that too, because
yeah,
it may be that you're changing your direction down the road, and that way you could save up by half of one.
Yeah.
But you could still get them if you need them.
We would need to check too with the vendor that could affect the price of the meters, what he gets them at.
I don't,
if he's getting a,
think so. I mean, he's getting them directly from the factory.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not.
I didn't know if he'd get a bulk discount or.
I don't know. I'm not sure on that.
The one thing that would be nice, if we did have the meters through the winter, if there's indoor meters, we could be changing out.
Right.
And,
right.
Because those are going to, me, those are going to be the longest to get taken care of, anyways.
Right.
Between, you know, individuals that in the construction field that might be laid off or something, that would be an opportunity to get those complete.
Yeah.
Anything else, Matt? I noticed that property dried up.
Yes.
Did they do something, or did it just dry up?
It just finally,
oh, okay,
rain stopped. And
just long enough. It okay.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow. Yeah.
2 weeks.
All right, Justin, you have anything
just a couple
for
things.
Us?
Still no help for Fun Day. Just throwing that out there. We checked the generator. It had a dead burn. I watched Matt do it. It needed a new battery, put a new battery in it. We still haven't done the shut off the power to see what it actually turns on in here. We're hoping to do that sometime this week if they get a chance. I updated the nuisance property list, took some pictures, gave that to Randy. I did tow an abandoned vehicle and wrote an ordinance for a swimming pool fence violation. I don't know if anybody's come in with issues on that or not. In order, new tickets, citation July 1st, the bond goes up from $120 for your standard tickets to $164. So that's going to make a lot of people happy. But we do have those, so we're good to go when the switch turns over, changes, and that's about all I got.
Have we pretty much drained any thoughts for fun day help, or is that pretty well?
Anybody that I've asked hasn't got back with me yet, so I'm taking that as a no. I think we do maybe have a chance. Roger was trying to get a hold of the Master Sergeant with State Police to see if we can maybe get a trooper to help with traffic after the fireworks, but we haven't heard anything back yet on that. So basically, I'm just going with the assumption that it's going to be me and two other guys, but still hoping that maybe pick somebody up in between now and then. But right now, it's not looking good.
Okay. Treasurer report.
Oh, Mark had a question.
Oh, sorry, Mark.
I apologize, I don't know this, but if we're looking for assistance from other departments, or we're looking to possibly hire top two folks from somewhere else, or how does that work?
We're trying to. We kind of have it worked out with other departments of kind of trading. They help us and we help them. I talked to the chief in Homer.
Okay.
He was going to put it out to some officers, and I haven't got a response back yet, so I'm guessing that's
okay. All right.
Nobody's interested.
For the traffic, this may be a dumb question too, but could I help with traffic? Like, if you and I were stationed somewhere, could I help?
In the past, we've always done it with officers, but we've also had more officers on.
I wouldn't want to put you on 45.
Yeah,
and
really,
trying to say, can't handle. No,
but I've about been hit several times,
I'm
and
sure.
I don't want you to get.
I mean, I just. If it's a thing, you know, maybe there are some people that would be willing to put on some vests and assist.
At this point, I feel more comfortable having people that have done it before, just because it can get a little hectic.
Sure.
And if you do have to command someone to do something, you know, at least we are there and have the authority to do it. If it is just three guys on, probably two can handle the traffic. That would leave one guy open for calls. I think normally it clears out normally under an hour. Just depends on how many people we have, depends on the weather. Seems like in the past, I think we finally got it situated where it seems like it works fairly smooth, but that takes one traffic accident and everything gets messed up. But if something like that were to happen, we could call in the sheriff's department and they would help. If they could, or maybe the state police has somebody that they would help handle the situation. Hopefully, everything will go smooth and we can. Normally, it pretty much handles itself, but I know last year, a couple years ago, there was an accident with a motorcycle north of town, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can alter things a little bit, but if it is just us three, as long as everything's not too crazy at the time, we'll get it done.
So are we just looking for police presence at Fun Day, or are we needing police presence for a certain period?
Well, we need, at this point, probably Friday and Saturday. No, Friday night we do have, there's a
Twilight
couple
patrol
runs that will help with traffic.
Yeah.
They do want somebody to lead the parade. I will probably have enough to do that. And then there's bands at Lou and Denny's, people in over having parties. We're normally busy on the Friday night before. On Saturday, normally it starts out all good. Normally it's not too terrible until after the fireworks, and after everybody's been drinking all day, then it turns into the Wild Wild West and gets a little busy for a while.
I was just asking because I didn't know if like a security firm could come out and assist or.
That would all be.
That'd be money.
Yeah, and at this point we're trying to do it.
Sure.
Because at this point, like if another department was help us, it'd be basically kind of we're trading our time for their time.
Right.
We would help them at another festival. Because otherwise, you're getting into a lot of money to even for one more officer paying their whatever their department would want to charge for their overtime rate.
Gotcha.
For any amount of hours. Could
now, as far as traffic goes, are there like since there's less of you going to be working, can you block off certain streets so everybody has to go out? I mean,
we put the traffic pattern in place,
yeah.
One-way streets, certain directions.
Gotcha.
No parking on the other road.
But I mean, since you'll be down a person, can you alter that so it makes it smoother for you?
I think at this point
we got it about as smooth
as
we can.
Yeah, about
the
best way we can.
Okay.
And it normally everything, knock on wood, normally does tend to work pretty good as far as the traffic, people heading out. So normally, as long as you can get in a good flow and keep people moving, it works out all right. But like I said, that's one fender bender of
sure.
45 of Walnut that will, but if that's the case, we'll deal with it. We'll make it work. But in the past, like I think, I'm not sure when we started, didn't work a few years, but getting the traffic around the park going the one way, that seemed to help as far as the traffic flow. And you know, it all depends. In past years, we have always had a good turnout for the fireworks. I'm guessing we will again this year unless something, the weather, or it's, even if it's hot, people still show up at night. But it'll work.
Did we get control? Did we get a controller for the stoplight?
No.
No.
I wouldn't even. I mean, in the past we just put it to four-way flash.
Yeah, four-way flash.
It works.
Okay.
I mean, we basically have a guy, probably me, just standing in the middle of the intersection, and once you start getting people to pay attention, normally it works out okay. Normally.
Thank you.
I think I did speak with an IDOT person about that, and I think it was going to cost us to purchase that controller.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember how much that was. But
a pretty penny. Look how much it costs just to fix it.
Right.
Okay. Bills. Do they have anything to object on the bills?
Yeah, but there is one there that I didn't write out because Murphy told me not to.
Which one?
Grunlos and invoice again for the $2,000 for the $2,000 in the pub for the grass out here.
Oh. I'm good with that.
Oh, I was going to ask about that. We've got a Martin Max billable. We don't have a loader
that
yet.
That will be here probably Thursday. It's
okay.
Setting up there right now. They're doing their stuff to it. So it
okay.
Will be here this week. I just want to have that check in hand. So whenever we finalize everything, we're good to go.
So is that criminal bill in the?
It's not in the board packet, but it's in.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills as is, except to exclude the Grunlo.
Second.
Anderson?
Yes.
Poffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ting?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Sewer credits. Was there any sewer credits this time?
No.
Perfect.
We started getting money from the state on the recovery of water bills. So far, we've gotten $412.
Wow.
So.
Approval of prior regular minutes. I was not here, so I cannot.
I wasn't either.
Make the motion.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those.
old business, the contract for water service with ERH Enterprise.
I just got that today, so we didn't get the board packet. So
yeah, I did have Brandy send it out to everybody so they could start looking at it.
Mark, have you read that yet, or got it?
This is... I can look at it real quick.
I don't think we're going to vote on it anyway.
Yeah, we won't vote on it. We'll need to everybody look at it.
I've got so much stuff, I honestly can't remember if I got it or not. I don't think I've seen it.
Okay.
I'll send it to you in the morning.
My first off opinion is I don't know exactly what we're getting above what we're already doing for $300 a month or whatever that was.
Yeah, I haven't gotten down to what do they want to charge us extra.
It's like $1,500
a month. Because all we're doing right now is just having, Ron sign off on the test, right?
Mm-hmm.
He comes in, he'll do the quarterly test. He's always been there for any time I had questions on anything. I still do my monthly bacteria test. We do our daily read of the meter and our chlorine test. So, the only thing is with Ron, he's getting a little older, so if something were to happen to Ron, we're going to have an issue trying to find somebody like that.
Right, real way. Is it, do you know, Matt, is that a class? Is it like a lengthy class or just a...
It's, I think there's class. And you've got to work under a licensed
gotcha.
Person.
And then you've got to pass the test. And there's different classes, A, B, and C for water.
Okay. They've got a few extra things in here about they'll take care of the flushing and flow testing of hydrants. I don't know what equipment we wouldn't have, but they would supply any equipment that's needed.
Well, that's like right now. I don't even have the manpower to even go out and have attempt flushing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it helped tremendously last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have the guys to...
I have to know if it's $1,500 worth to have
right.
them flush a hydrant.
Yeah,
was it once a month or once every 2 months?
Once. I did it once last year. It could probably happen twice a year, and that would help tremendously. Plus, it also exercises the hydrants to make sure our hydrants are good. I know we've got bad hydrants out there. So.
I'm wondering if that's something we could talk to the fire department, and they help out a little bit more on that, too.
Yeah.
I know. Does Philo do their own, or does the fire department do it for Philo?
Aqua owns the system over there, so
okay.
they probably bring in their own people to do stuff like that. So
okay. Do they?
They have a map of different quadrants.
So maybe that's something we can talk with them about,
yeah.
And maybe they can help out with that
yeah.
too. So.
We can always try to shoot them a lower price and see what they say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or even pay something. I think if it's hydrant flushing month, we would pay extra just that month since they're going to have somebody here.
Yeah.
Probably for a few days.
Okay. The budget. Are we... I haven't really talked to anybody on that, just to know exactly where everybody stands. So we have till the end of the month, is that correct?
No, you could do it in July.
In July.
But I think you want to probably do it now just because you've got a lot of planning you're trying to do. But if you can't get it done, you have to approve it within or by the end of the month of July.
I looked at it again last week. I just don't know where else to get rid of anything. I mean, and now we're, it's literally looking at dollars and cents.
Which isn't going to get us
10
anywhere,
bucks here,
anywhere,
five,
yeah.
It's not getting you. And it's just going
to I think we just need to aggressively look at our water bills and sewage bills and get that to a point to where, that's basically where our deficit is coming from, is our lack of building up a fund for these rainy days for those systems. And then get it to where it's at least balanced out, and then once we get all our studies back, all of our engineering back, then you know, make better hardcore decisions.
And until then, it's just going to fall on department heads not to. The budget line shouldn't be something you want to reach. You want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try to stay well under at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think Matt's fully aware of that.
And okay. We're not like other places where if you don't use your budget, you're going to get cut next year to what you used
yeah.
previous year. We're going to keep. We'll keep you funded. But.
Yes. Any more discussion on that? Okay, new business. I already did. Appointed Nate. Discussion of vacation of Great Western Avenue and Core Street for parcel number 29-26-26-453-001.
Now, I think everybody got a copy of Mr. Jefferson's letter, and then there should have been, I think, was there a picture of a plat with it too?
Mm-hmm.
So, what they have is a little chunk of land adjacent to his client's property that is looks to me like his client's garage is sitting on part of, and there's nothing in the record that shows that anyone owns that. The theory is that it might have been part of some street that might have been vacated by the village a long time ago.
And that's Great Western that's running east-west
mm-hmm.
along the tracks.
Well, Corey Street. Corey Street's the one they think is.
Yeah, it's Corey
oh,
Street.
Oh, so they're, I thought they were working about the lot behind.
Well,
both.
Both. Okay.
Yeah, and if you look at Corey Street, if I'm correct, there's doesn't look like it could have ever extended through there. We don't have any record of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're just coming up with some hodgepodge of ideas. What we're being, what we're requested to do is pass an ordinance basically vacating those areas to the extent that we ever have anything in there and kind of saying, hey, if we've got any interest in it, we don't have it now and we're giving it to that property owner. And then what he's going to try to do is build a case with their title company to show that, hey, the only entity that could possibly have a claim to this is the village, and they're saying they don't have any interest in this. So let this be a part of this property owner's tract, and let me sell off the whole mess. So he had called and talked to me about it, and I suggested they put in writing some to the board. You don't have to take any action on it at all. If you wanted to take action on it, I put together a little ordinance that you'd approve at your next meeting that would then do that for them. That's it in a nutshell.
The Corey Street side doesn't bother me too much because it's, but the Great Western on the map they gave us is showing, it's highlighted lots from Route 45 all the way down to Whitehead. So, I mean, this is the lot they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's Corey, but he's got this entire thing. Are they wanting that entire
no.
strip?
All he cares about is his little part
what's,
next to his property.
So that
yeah.
back here, okay. Just with that being highlighted, I'll make sure they weren't trying to take all
the way we would write it up is we'd say that portion of Great Western that lies adjacent to, then use the legal description
these,
for his lot.
These three lots, yeah.
And then that would be the only portion that you would give up an interest in if you wanted to do it.
Part of that's already been vacated.
Yeah, there are parts of...
Yeah, Great Western's been vacated up and down here all along.
Yes.
But part of that's been vacated behind those three lots just
to
west of Court
okay.
Street.
It's not shown on the GIS.
Yeah, it wasn't
map.
Shown on GIS. I, that's
but
why I was wondering.
Matt found the ordinance for it.
Okay.
I haven't dug back, because that was what was on mine. That was like
okay.
the
Has anybody talked to Harden right there next to him to make sure they don't have any record?
I have not.
Don't know. We have it on the Billups side.
Okay.
On something like this, Mark, is there a public hearing on this?
Just at a regular meeting.
Just regular. Okay. What's everybody's thoughts? I don't know if it really matters to me.
No, I mean, I'd find drawing something up for the vacation of it. Just wanted to make sure we talked to Harden to make sure they didn't have any claim to any part of that street.
Okay.
I know they vacated Galloway at my parents' house, and it half went to my parents, and half went to the other neighbor.
Yeah, if you don't say anything about your ordinance, you just flat out vacate something, then that's by law, that's what happens. When you pass an ordinance, you have the option of allocating any other way you want. In this case, you'd be allocating it all to this property owner, otherwise half of it's going to go to the railroad.
All right, so it sounds like draft something up and we'll vote on it next meeting.
Okay. Keep it easy.
We're going to block Great Western Avenue, is it? Can you do that?
Nope, this is a grass strip. There's no street there.
I can
and parts of it were vacated before.
Road behind my
house.
Yeah,
I don't know how to get a phone number.
Is that the phone book?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Anything else on that? I'm sorry, did you two have something that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
Well, we'll give the floor to you then. How's that?
I came over here earlier, but they have another board to get on the agenda. They're having another board meeting, so they said come back at 6:30. I was thinking, are you having all your meetings at 6:30 or 7?
6:30 is when our meetings are.
I haven't been to a board meeting for years, which is a good thing. That means I didn't feel that I had to come over here and complain about it. So, I have a issue or concern with kind of the outside maintenance around the police station here, and about three different issues. We'll talk about the latest one, which was last Tuesday before the board meeting. The board or the village employees descended on the place. I think there's at least three of them, and they were mowing and weeding and all this, getting ready for the board meeting. And one of the guys hit something substantial with that bigger riding mower. And I heard a thud over at my house. And I couldn't figure it out. I was out in the yard working. And I had my back to it. And I heard it, but I didn't see it. So I looked at the west side of my house and the garage and the west side of the mobile home. I couldn't see anything, but I heard it hit something. So I went over there and I talked to the guy who was mowing said, "What in the world did you hit? Sound like you really hit something big." Well, we finally figured out that it hit this drain. He said, "I hit a drain." Well, when we went and looked at the drain, this was gone. And I knew there was a drain there, but I didn't know this was the type of cover it had on it. Anyway, after they went home, he helped me look. We both looked on the outside house. And so I was getting ready to put my stuff away from working in the flower bed so I could mow, and I went in there to roll my hose up in the garage, and there was this piece laying in the garage, corner of the garage. How'd that get in here without the garage door was up, or would have hit my garage door, but it hit the back of my van, so I got a good sized dent in the back of my van. And I found this one out in the yard. I ticked this one with a lawnmower when I was mowing. And there's a piece, the other half of this, which is bigger, up here. It went clear across my yard 100 feet and landed in the neighbor's yard, and that lady, she's got that. She didn't give that to me. She kept it for herself. But I don't think it hit anything over there. So I'm not here to ask for a new van or even a new door on it or even to putty it and repaint it. I went and ordered some touch-up paint. I'm going to try to just touch this crease up so it won't start rusting and the paint bubble off of it, and That, but I'd like to see if they, maybe the village would pay for the touch-up paint that I had to buy. And that's basically the first one. The second one's, there's a strip of grass over there that belongs to the fire, or the police department. I've been living beside the fire department so many years, I keep saying fire department. But it's a pain to mow because it's only 3 feet wide, and it runs the length of that, of the driveway parking area there, and they parked the police car right at the edge, so the village came over, and they weren't mowing it because their tractor's like 6 feet wide, and it's only got, they can't get it in there. So I was in there mowing it, my mower would fit in, and I was mowing. Only problem was it was blowing grass over on the wheels of the police car, but I talked to Chief Rainey at the time, and he said that was okay, it didn't bother him, so I kept mowing it. But then it had to get all of the concrete, so then I get my leaf blower out and clean it off. And then a guy came over there, a kid came over there, and they put that new mulch down on all that whole strip through there. And he thought that belonged to me. And I said, no, that belongs to the police department. Well, I said, well, I'll start mowing it. Well, then they kind of started mowing it. But like you came the last, that day that this happened, you were in there with your weed eater. Well, that was throwing... You got, my weed eaters all have a shield on. Yours doesn't have one. They were just throwing stuff everywhere. And you couldn't even see the bark in my flower bed anymore from all the weeds and the grass you threw in there, you know. And it's just a pain for anybody to mow. I don't know why they didn't run that strip all the way down there to the sidewalk and then wouldn't even have to mow that. And that would be a big help to the village employees, I would think, not to have to mess with it. Plus, make it even better for me. I'd like it better if it wasn't in there. So that's the second one. Third one's, I'm glad you're here because I don't think there's a single board member left from when you came over there and told me they were going to move those trees.
There's board members.
Are there? Yeah. I can't remember. And so they put those trees and the bushes along that corridor there next to my property, and those trees, I can't even remember what they are, what kind of trees they are now, linden trees or something. But anyway, I've gone there, and they get 50 feet tall and 40 feet wide. They plant them that far from the property line. So like 15 feet of that tree is going to encroach onto my property, and I really would not like to see them be so close to my property. And Matt and Scott came over a few weeks after the board meeting that I was here before, and told me they were going to move. Well, that was what, 2 years ago? A year and a half ago?
we've been dealing with the builder trying to get dirt work and stuff.
I would have shot that guy by now, the kind of work, because I watched what they did over here, and they did lousy. You guys just fought them tooth and nail to get them to do what they did do.
Well, yeah. They were supposed to change that casting out, too, and they never did.
Yeah, if they fix this drain, please don't put something up there that sticks up 4 to 6 inches. Put a flat, and it'd be nice if it was plastic instead of metal. So
that's what we asked for, and they didn't do it.
Well, they didn't do much of anything, I didn't think.
What if we had some children out there?
Well, I could have killed me. That was negligent as far as I'm concerned for them to put something like that on there. Even if it would have been metal but been flat, it wouldn't have been quite as bad. But the fact that it sticks up plus it's metal, that was really...
I'm surprised a mower couldn't throw it that far.
All the way across my yard, and like this half, the other half of this, was over, and it was a little more intact, had more of these things sticking up. And I talked to the guy. I said, you better check your lawnmower blades, because he didn't know what he hit, because that was the bad part. They all three came in there at once, and he never mowed over there. Usually one guy comes and mows, and he knew that was there, and he would have probably never hit it. But I'm surprised somebody didn't hit that in all this time over there. I didn't know it stuck up like that either.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't his fault, because he didn't even know it was there, and he hit it. He said he checked the lawnmower blades when he went back to shop and didn't hurt it. I can't believe it. Didn't tear him up. Because that's a big thing. But so, basically, see if you'll pay $25, basically $24.57 for that touch-up paint. And I'd like to see you get around moving those trees where they get so big you can't move them. The only thing I've checked into is if you don't move them, I haven't called a lawyer and really, but there was a show on television. They had one of those things where the neighbor's tree was coming over into the neighbor's other guy's yard. I read an article in the newspaper where there's a retired judge or something that has an article in there. I don't think he's in there anymore, but he used to be. Same kind of deal. He said, and then basically anything that sticks over in the yard, it belongs to me and I can go in there and whack it off. Well, I don't want to have to whack all those trees off because they're going to get over there and push my trellises over and everything else eventually. Now, I might be dead before all that happens. I don't know, unless I live to be 100. But my mom lived to be 3 months short of 100, so I might live a little while. But what does anybody think? Can you make a motion or do something about those things?
Mark, do I have the authority, just like the mayor, to have some of that fund, his discretional?
I mean, to give him his reimbursement?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking at the amount of money we've got here, if there's consensus with the board, that's okay for you to reimburse him.
I don't need it tonight.
Stick that in the check.
Whatever, get around to it.
I'm good with that. Sorry that happened. Matt, can we check in? I don't think we're going to get Grown Though to do anything for us.
Like I said, that was one of the punchless items. It never happened. So,
Is this hired outside? I'm just asking. Do we have people on a village that mow it, or is it
yes.
is it being hired outside?
Yes,
the village. But like I said, usually one guy does it. He was aware. The guy that mows all the time is aware of that, I'm sure. The problem was the guy that was mowing that day, because if three came to get it done in a hurry, he never mowed over it, and he just mowed right over it. Boom.
Can you look into a flatter or even a plastic one?
Well,
yeah, and that's
especially
one of the checks we held because they were wanting their money that we held back for that. So
I didn't really just, I followed along. That's kind of I was in the construction business for years, so I kind of interested in what happened over here, and I followed along a little bit. And I know they just had trouble after trouble.
And then the third thing, before we get rid of that backhoe, can we move those trees over? Get a Julie
we can
and...
We can probably do it by hand.
Okay.
Just to see.
I don't recall how big those trees are offhand.
Like I said, we were just kind of waiting.
They're about this big around on the right
okay.
of the ground, and they're maybe 6-8 feet tall, something like that. They're about 6 feet wide or something.
I would say we just go ahead and move them over where we're going to move them.
Yeah.
And just take care of that.
Well, you can't get too close to the building because it'll grow in the bend, but might do help out the building a little bit. Just seemed like a huge thing stacking up there with no landscaping whatsoever around it.
Yeah. And then I'll get with Matt and we'll check out in that driveway, see what we can do to correct
that. All you
have
to do is put some landscape cloth down and put more of that mulch that they came and put down
okay.
before, and that would really be a big help, I think, to everybody.
Sometime in the future, when our budget's a little better, I'd like to get some more parking out here anyways, so it's something we can look at
okay.
when we do that also. So I think Matt's aware of everything, so
yep.
we apologize and we'll correct it so that won't happen again.
Oh, that's
good.
Anything, appreciate it.
Do you have anything we can put over in the meantime?
I'll look.
It broke that hub that this was sitting down in. You might have to replace that hub and something.
I'm surprised it didn't kill the lawnmower when it hit it.
It's pretty powerful.
I'd say.
The mark says it came across there.
I couldn't find. I've got two decals on there. Says God Bless America and American
yeah.
flag. And the only reason I noticed it was it tore that decal. And I thought, well, that wasn't torn before. I put it back, and there's this dent across there by inches. So I thought it got off pretty easy, really. And like I said, I talked to Mr. Autobody about repainting, doing the body, put in the thing and redoing the door. And he said, That paint was one of the hardest paints there was to match, and now it's almost, it's 19 years old, and you know it's a darker brown, and you know it's faded. Yeah. And I said, he said, you probably never match it. And I said, well, I think it'll be better off just touch it up than have a whole door there that's a different color. So,
okay, yeah, we'll get you reimbursed for that.
I've got a bill there if you want the bill.
Yeah, if you could just give Brandy a copy, then she'll make sure to get you a check.
Okay.
I make a motion to reimburse Mr. Bentley.
I've lived beside this place before. We never encountered anything like that.
Oh, well, yeah, we did too, because when the fire department was here, the fire department never mowed the grass behind the fire department. And they never raked a leaf. But after about, I've lived here 46 years, so after about 20 years roughly, Larry Kearns became the fire chief, and he started bringing his own lawnmower over and started mowing the grass, because I'd mowed it all that time. And so he was out there mowing, and I was out in the yard planting flowers like always, and bam, he hit something, and he hit a rock like about the size of a white potato, and it cut it right in half, long ways, and it hit my mobile home. It went through the wall and went over and through the room and embedded on the end of the wall on the opposite side. It had wood paneling on, and it went clear through that. Well, of course, those walls are only 2.5 inches thick, but, and there's like two layers. There's a metal on the outside and wood paneling on the inside. It's not real tough, but still, to have that thing go clear through the wall and stick in the wall on the opposite
sounds
side.
Sounds like you might want to get in a storm shelter when anybody moves
around.
I'm
going to go to the house when they got to start mowing over next time.
Yeah. I've lived there all my life, so it better straighten up.
Oh, they get that, like I said, Grunlow is basically the fault of why would this happen. If they'd have done it right, it would never happen. But, well,
appreciate you coming in. Right. Sorry for that, and we'll get it taken care of.
I don't like looking.
Yep, you can hold me to that.
I don't like coming over here and seeing all these young people on the board anymore. Geez, it makes me feel 100 years old.
Thank you.
Used to know everybody on the board, everybody on the police department. So you must be on the police department.
I am. I'm Justin.
Okay.
Levinson.
Justin, I'm glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm right next door. We see guys come and go all the time.
I'm here during the day.
Yep. You're the day guy?
Yep.
Okay.
He used to be on at 10, so at night, so unless you stayed up late.
Oh, I'm not at 10 o'clock.
Oh, come on.
Somebody had a really loud pickup truck. That you?
No, that's not me. Well, but I know who you're talking 10 about.
10 o'clock was when they must have changed shifts. In the wintertime, he'd go out and start it up.
Yep.
Run it 10, 15 minutes to get it warmed up. Man, it was loud.
Yeah, he had a big diesel truck.
Okay. See you guys later.
Thank you.
Have a good
evening.
Thank you. Bye.
What? All right.
It's on you. You
get the nuisance and tickler file. Do we need to go over any that have been added to that?
Yes. One more thing.
Yeah.
Congratulations on having the meeting where it's handicapped accessible, because my wife could not get in that other building down there.
Yep, and
we had a terrible time 2 or 3 times. Had to pick her up, the chair up, and get up that about 5 inches.
That was one of the reasons, and we're going to fix that one of these days too, so it's more accessible.
There's been 3 added. One of them is an addition that the building permit has expired and it's not complete. They've actually cleaned up their debris though. They got a
to satisfactory or just
well, we don't
to make
know
it
because
look like it,
they
did
have
something.
They have a huge dumpster out there right now.
Okay.
So, and then there was one Justin wrote an ordinance violation because it's one we dealt with all last year for the fence panels and the stagnant pool water. And then there was another one, we sent a letter for the pool with no fence and stagnant water.
Okay. Can we throw, Can we throw tablets in a stagnant pool?
On our property? Oh, in somebody's property? We can't enter somebody's property without a judge giving us permission or the property owner giving us permission.
Okay.
How far can you throw a tablet, Justin?
I'm giving a little bit of a running start. I might be able to launch it. I'm not sure I'll hit where I'm aiming, though.
How about I just go pay her a visit and dump them when I'm there?
And we did send letters for the fences? Okay. I would say if we get the chance with the way the water and everything's been, if we could, between the two of you, stop, maybe throw some tablets, see if we can. Just let her know they're safe for humans and but not for mosquitoes. So start there, because that's going to start becoming an issue with stagnant water, if it hasn't already. So.
And then
just keep an eye on the fence if it gets fixed or not.
Because
that, and that, Mark, is that something that can has to, is there a lien period on that from when we send a letter out? Because that is a safety issue to when they actually fix a fence.
Once you give a notice of violation, each day is a separate violation that they don't fix it. It's not likely you're going to have a judge assess a $100 fine for 40 days,
mm-hmm.
but it's possible. That's it.
So we just give them the citation every day and hope they just...
Well, we give them citation, and then if you want us to take them to court, we can get a court to order them to get it done, and then at that point we get the judge to levy the fines. If they suddenly clean up the fence or fix what they need to fix, we can just back off, and or we could back off and say, well, we're going to court anyway, but if you give us $100, we'll consider that as a settlement of fine. If they agree to it, you could do something like that.
Okay.
We don't have what's called an administrative review process because we're a small community. Champaign, Bloomington would have one, but our size community wouldn't have that. So
okay.
Even to collect on a parking fine, you'd go to court to get it.
Okay. Well, we'll just keep a close eye on that. Hopefully it gets resolved.
And in the board packet was the memo for Justin Werner on 206 to 210 West Reynolds. We need to decide how we want him to proceed on that. Matt has cut the grass twice already.
What are their plans with the house?
They tell everybody that the village owns it. That's what they've been telling people for months.
Is there any, I can't remember, is there a deed issue with it anywhere?
No, somebody had bought taxes on it several years ago, like 3 years ago, I think. And they have it in their head that those people sold the taxes to the village and the village owns the property.
Who bought the taxes?
I don't know.
When you buy taxes for 3 years in a row, you can elect to convert that to a tax deed, and then you become the owner.
Yeah, I just...
What they do is they look at it and go, ooh, I don't think I want to own that, so I'll be responsible for it. So until they find a buyer for the property, what those folks will do is just keep buying the taxes and drag it out, and not convert it to a tax deed until they've got someone naive enough to buy it from them, or they just walk away from it and then someone else buys the taxes. But until they convert it to a deed, they're not the owner.
Taxes on that can't be more than
$2,000. I want to say it was like $3,200 maybe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think.
Because it's like three lots.
Two houses.
Both houses, okay.
Mm-hmm.
you know, spending the tax person is, if we just give them $9,000 and say, here, we'll take the...
That is actually a legitimate approach, possibly.
Whatever.
What you're saying is if the same buyer has 3 years and can convert it to a tax deed, we could reimburse them what they got in it, maybe a little extra, and then take title to it ourselves and then just go ahead and do what we need to do to the property.
Yeah.
The only caveat to that is that I would want us to make sure we get permission to go on the property and have someone check it out,
oh,
so
definitely.
We don't have any surprises in terms of what our teardown costs. So
mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a perfectly legitimate way to do it.
Maybe it won't drag out as long as, because I think we're going to have the same thing we did on Daggy. We're going to drag it out in court until we eventually get it, tear it down.
Well,
maybe we could avoid much of that.
See if it works, and if it doesn't, we're in no different position than we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, it gives us the potential to save quite a bit of money.
I'm good with that.
I'm sure, what was the street address on that one?
206 and 210 West Reynolds.
Okay. I'll talk to Justin tomorrow and find out about that for you.
On that, we do not have any special event permits.
Nope.
All right, perfect timing. We have an
excellent opening.
So, for the public input, my name is Diane Ducey. On my license, it's Diane Anderson. I am a third generation Tolonoan, and Tolono Fun Day is personal to me. My sister Susan had a scouting project in her. She has a 50-year Girl Scout pin. And anyway, she wanted to do something patriotic around the 4th of July. So at the end of June, there was a parade with bikes and crepe paper and, you know, things around the park and stuff like that. So the fire department also did a street fest downtown. And as things started to evolve, Fun Day came out of kind of both of these town events. So this year we're honoring Richard Woodworth. He, with Woodworth and Sons Trucking, is one of eight siblings. He was part of the, you know, started in 1948. I wrote this piece about the Woodworth and Sons Trucking and his years as a CU Elks member for over 60 years. And his community service. Well, kind of in Savoy, since the U Elks Club is right behind Old Orchard Lanes and Links, is something that was nominated at the beginning of the year, and we just went ahead with that. He's 84, and last year, you can see a picture in there of him with his kids with the Cushman scooters. He also has the eight siblings there, and that was Mike Woodworth had said that's one of the only pictures of them all together. Richard Woodworth is the second to the last in the lineup there. So the Elks obviously took out an ad, and I think, Ryan, is there 62 ads in here? I think we did good this year on our ad booklet with all the support from the community. There are people like Woodworth and Sons, for instance, that might do a full page, which has a $250 value. But they're actually giving us a service, so it's a trade. So they give us the flatbed for the band Champagne Freight to play on, and that music should be between 4:30 and 9:30, I believe. We also have some features in the park, along with the vendors and the food at the tennis courts, as the U of I Vet Med trailer, I believe, might be in the parade, and then do a display for a few hours. We opted with them instead of Scoville Zoo. Also the Avian Wings of Wonder out of Mahomet with the bird rescue group. I know they don't want to be in the big pavilion because the kids throw the little caps on the concrete and things like that and disturb the animals and birds or whatever. But we try to work with all these different types of people. That Full Moon Petting Zoo has like a camel and a wallaby and some unusual things. So people come at us as organizers of Fun Day and say, you know, you guys bring some really cool, different kind of events to your festival, and we've tried to keep some of those marquee items. Of course, I was just noting somebody turning to the golf cart, and we have a 6-passenger golf cart. I hope you guys are purchasing your golf cart tickets, because that's essentially our fireworks fund. Of course, you guys giving $8,000 helps in that $12,000 fireworks show also. But it's 1 for $20 and 3 for $50, and we'll sell them out of the concession stand that night. And the winner is chosen by the latest pick 3 of the Illinois Lottery. If by chance we don't have that ticket sold, we're going to go with the next night and choose that pick 3. Is kind of what we talked about in the meeting as far as what will we do. Will we just pick a name out of the hat? Well, there's so many of us on the committee that are in the hat, so we didn't want it to seem rigged, so that's how that goes in case that ever comes up. So, and of course, some people are saying, oh, 6 passengers is too big. Well, battery specialists plus golf cars, of course, would exchange or whatever. So just know if you hear that, please head that off too. Justin with the police department was at one of our meetings most recently and mentioned the mutual aid stuff and trying to reach out to some of the area community law enforcement officials. Our radio station on ESPN 93.5, we have a law enforcement official of the month. So because I have this kind of people wearing that badge of honor coming into the radio station, I've reached out to them and said, look, why don't you come on down? Do you have some time? Blah, blah, blah. But I haven't heard it back from anybody. But I'm still thinking that could happen, possibly. Oh, there's Justin.
Hello.
I always just kind of, always just blend in. Doesn't seem like a cop to me. In any case, you know, we're hoping for 6, right, at least, to be in these main arteries, especially after the fireworks traffic. We'd like some help on the 5K. I haven't even mentioned the Tolono Twilight Trek is kind of how we kick things off at the Scout Cabin. Sapphire is Cliff Stoker's band. He's a Unit 7 guy. They'll be playing on a trailer nearby. The 1K for the kids steps off at 6. The 5K is at 7, and the golf cart parade is at 8. The Lions Club that I talked to today said that they'll be on 6 different corners. We talked about ESDA, fire department, police on different corners. Of course, we're wanting safety for our runners and people who are trying to break through the traffic so that they have a halting guard there. My brothers at Runduce Construction might give us some vests so everybody kind of looks uniform in their golf cart in these different stations around the route. That's a weak point for us, though. If you guys are thinking, man, I'd like to chip in, that's an area where we need help. One of the water stations is at your First Baptist Church, right, Brian? Mm-hmm. And then there's another one over in Deer Path somewhere. We were talking about that last time. We have a new race coordinator. Her name is Martha McSims. She works at Sport Bet. She's never done this before. She's kind of new to the 5K scene. So we're hoping we can all kind of rally around her and help her along with that and get quick results and be on our way. We have the family movie. The Secret Life of Pets 2 is trending, but that's in the theaters now.
No, they didn't get that.
Oh, it's the first one. Okay, thank you. In any case, that starts at dark, unfortunately. I was trying to maneuver earlier on in the year. Let's put it in the town hall so we can start it at 7 and get it over with at 9, because when it gets to be 11:15, the kids are tired and we're tired and we're wanting to start that early morning ceremony at 6:50 with the scouts doing the flag raising ceremony early on at the military memorial. Then all the people move over to the big pavilion and all the pastors in town come together for that ecumenical service from 7 to 7:30. So if you guys can tap into any of this, I strongly encourage you to really embrace Tolono Fun Day, because we're really planning for a good celebration to talk about what a great town we live in. A weakness, and Rob had suggested maybe you guys could take a shift on the golf cart shuttle. It's an easy gig. We like to have 3-hour shifts. We have pickup stations, I believe, at the gazebo on West Side Park. And then Busey Bank is another place where people can park and get hauled to the park. And then we have the Summer Skies helicopter rides for $25 for 5 minutes, and they're giving us $5 a ride this year. And we're thinking that could be like a noon to 8 kind of thing, huh, Brian? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's another kind of key point. And sometimes people just like the fresh air and to see the town, and we have this main route that you're staying on, so people could catch it, the shuttle. So if you wanted to jot down my number, it's 714-DEUCE, 714-3823, or DianeDeucy@yahoo.com is a good way to keep in touch with me. Brian could also forward a TolonoFunday@yahoo.com. That's singular on Tolono Funday. And of course, Facebook, every time I see a message, he is totally, you know, responding. I'm over the 3 minutes. Oh, I thought you were signaling that I'm going long. So.
all this is getting broadcasted on Facebook currently. All
right.
So you're getting
where's
extra.
There you go.
Excellent. So in any case, any questions about Fun Day and what we're doing? The golf cart parade should be judged by battery specialists plus golf cars. They're the one that's given us this great deal on this six passenger that we're raffling off. So that kind of keeps it out of our town too. Last year was the first year we did it, and there was over 30 entries, so we were real proud of that. We are doing a $20 entry fee on that, even though in the purple there it says no entry fee, just disregard it. So registration is at the Village Hall off Strong Street, and lineup is at 7 o'clock. We're encouraging no candy to be thrown, because that was a complaint last year that it was starting to get dark, but we like the lit entries, so but some of the kids do get in the way of the golf carts and things like that. So, and we're hoping that one of my final thoughts is Margaret Relig and Ken Relig. Of course, he was superintendent back in the day in the 60s or into the 70s. She was an original librarian, and the Tolono Library is celebrating their 50th anniversary. I pushed all this out to my media friends at the beginning of the week, and Margaret's trending really well. Everybody wants to talk to Margaret, so she's called me and said, Diane, what have you done to me? All these people are badgering me, you know. And I said, like, Wixie wants to have her on the air, Steve Holstein, and actually, the Illini Radio Group over by Parkland, opposite of us, our competition, has reached out and said they'll put some commercials on and plan on having their van out there or something. Yep. So we're getting broadcasting people involved. I think Mayor Rob and I will be on CI Living on Tuesday the 26th or 5th or whatever it is. And so you can take note of that too. I think that's about it. I have ordered a whole bunch of t-shirts today. So if you guys do want to step up and drive a cart, I'd be happy to give a t-shirt to you and have you support the festival that way too. And Ryan, I want to get you this so we can get paid for that. We're using Truck House Tees, which is another, he lives in Sydney, so he's a Rocket Nation kind of guy too. So if you want to take some of these and give them to your friends, that'd be great. I've hit most all the businesses that are in here and given them, you know, depending on the foot traffic, 6 or 8 or whatever, but like a Busey Bank, I'm gonna keep giving them 50 at a time, that sort of thing, so. Did you get all that down in your notes?
Yep.
Okay.
It's recorded, if not, so.
Excellent. So when I saw you at the Village Hall today, I was like, don't give these to people who are gonna throw them away. Make them take an oath and say, I'm gonna live by this until Tolono Fun Day is over, because I am so proud of this little booklet. And, you know, there was a shift in leadership after Fun Day concluded last year. So I'm glad that our citizens of Tolono have come together and prevailed. So just take note of those people who are on the committee and give them a pat on the back when you see them. And thank you guys for all you're doing for our town. I appreciate seeing things moving and shaking in our community. Okay, that'll
thank
do it
you.
For me. I'm going to stick this over to Brian and reach out if you need anything. Brian. Okay.
Thank you, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having more meetings? Monday meetings?
Yeah, I think on the 26th at the park. Or is that Thursday?
This Thursday.
Thursday the 26th. Okay. And it's at the park at the pavilion at 6:30-ish. 6:30 really is when we start. But they're going to have packet pickup for the race starting probably 6-ish. Last year we had 190 runners, and it's 25 a pop right now. If people want to go on Facebook and print up that form and get it done ahead of time, that's what we strongly encourage. We really hate the walk-up. But of course, the weather.
So you have that. Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
One thing I want to kind of piggyback on with Diane is I've noticed some blue golf cart stickers on golf carts recently. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that they need to renew up. They're going to be driving golf carts around town, so just putting that out there.
What color are they now?
Pink.
Pink, there you go.
That's only because I had to put that pink sticker on my.
I was going to match them up with the registration stickers. Same color, white.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to the old business and make
sure.
A motion to approve ordinance 2019-09, the budget appropriation.
I'll second.
Anderson?
Yes.
Bethel?
No.
Harry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Anything else? Do we need an executive session? I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Terrence.
No one else knows how to say the 59 words required for executive session.
And
we need to,
what,
we need to record somebody saying it. We just hit play.
Ridiculous.
We may
we could have
some
complete
in our
session over by the time he has to say.
Right.
Per